Ah, Ophelia, don't you look authentic?
Thank you, Mr. Feeney. Here's your costume. Ah. Jedediah sewed it last night.
Wait a minute. What was your dad thinking? This is a mini dress in pantyhose.
No, actually, this is a doublet and tights, which is how male actors dressed back in the 1600s. See?
You know, maybe if Hamlet had worn pants, he could have made a decision or two.
Is that a sexist comment?
That's what I was shooting for.
I don't listen to her, Cora. Her dad sews.
Now listen. Part of this assignment is to learn the classical style. So doing the play in its original form will help with the lesson. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Feeney, you don't want to listen to my ideas? The kind of ideas that could make this play famous? Fine. But don't expect me to sit around like Hamlet did and take it.
Oh, and what do you propose to do?
I quit it.
Stunning series of jabs from Matthew, staggering and unsuspecting Feeney.
A simple move in the art of negotiation, my little spear carrier.
You think he'll give in?
What choice does he have? Without me, he'll have to cancel the play. It's less than a week away. I mean, who else is he going to find who has my, dare I say, charisma?
Yeah, that and no one else knows of the lines.
Now I am alone. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I.
You, Hamlet?
Thou speakest true.
Thou speakest like Snagglepuss.
Melancholy Dane. He was Danish. Maybe I should do this with a Scandinavian accent.
Softer now, the fair will fool. Nymph and thy horses be Amis and your neighbor.
Wait till Feeney sees Prince Haagen-Dazs over there. He's going to be begging me to come back to the play. With my Uzi. Coming to an elementary school near you. Hambo, part 6. To kill or not to kill.